Alex Anthopoulos is, of course, the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. Alex, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. I know as a first-time father, you are really discovering what Christmas is about, aren't you?
Absolutely. And you know what? Our daughter's starting to sleep a lot better, but just now it's, you know, during the holidays, I run around all over the place and having to actually drove back to Montreal to see family and having to have your three-month-old in a car for 5 hours and change and sleep somewhere else. And then we got to go to Quebec City to see more family. It's fun because everybody gets to give her a world of love and stuff, but it's not easy at all.
Change is the operative word. And, you know, I got to tell you, I spent a night at the winter meetings. I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this. After we had our daughter, I spent a night at the winter meetings because they were in Nashville. I had to find a robot that spoke. It was like one of those leapfrog or whatever, one of those learning things. So I basically rented a car and drove around to Walmart and Target stores in Nashville for roughly 5 hours to find, which was apparently, I found out later, the hottest toy in the market because of my daughter. And I got it.
Well done.
5 hours into the search, I got the robot.
Wow. I mean, for us, it's, I mean, the one thing is that she doesn't have a clue what she's going to get. And so we're actually going to get away with that. But my wife's definitely looking for certain things for family and friends and everything else. And just, you know, moving around a young child, packing a car. Holy
smokes. Oh, I know. And it's winter. And it's winter where you're going.
And we have a little, you know, tiny little thing that you're packing the world. And you're only gone for 3 or 4 days, so. But otherwise, it's been a good experience. My aunt, who's an old 81-year-old Greek lady, you know, she remarked to me last night. She goes, "You sleep with your BlackBerry," because she doesn't understand what it is. But I think she's starting to understand what I do for a living. She doesn't get it entirely, but she realizes that I'm on my BlackBerry a lot.
I got to tell you, this brings back memories to me, and maybe this will happen to you in 3 months as well, Alex. But spring training 2002. My wife and I did the drive from here to Florida with a six-month-old. So that was a lot. And packing for 6 weeks of spring training with the baby as well. That's a blast. Hopefully you'll get to do that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he could tell. Has this off-season, has it been a good off-season for you? And the reason I'll ask you that is, of course, there's Mike made the point at the start of the show, and I don't know if you heard him. I think a lot of people saw the New York Yankees have difficulty replacing players, saw the Yankees get shut out, I guess we could say, in some regards. And the thought was instantly, okay, the magic window of opportunity is now open. What does Alex do to get the Blue Jays through there? Then people find out that Zach Greinke's pitching for the Brewers.
Yeah, and I completely understand it. Completely. Our fan base is excited, rightfully so, you know, relative to what the prognostications were and the expectations really were going into last year. You know, not only did we win 85 games, but there was some exciting games, and it was on the backs of a lot of young players that have a chance to be here for a long time. So, and I also understand with all the talk of the Yankees going after Cliff Lee and so on, with the Rays obviously losing some of their free agents, and I definitely understand the same, but hey, these teams got weaker and so on. There's no question Tampa lost some very good players. I think one thing that's talked about that doesn't get acknowledged enough is people talk like the Yankees lost Cliff Lee as if he was on the team. They won 95 games, and Cliff Lee was not on that team. At this stage, though, they've lost a big piece in Andy Pettit. But that's really the only piece that they lost. Certainly they had guys like Berkman. They got him at the trade deadline, and Kerry Wood. I think those holes are easier to fill. But this was a 95-win team with guys like Burnett not having a great year, and you would think he's certainly better than he showed. But again, Andy Pettit right now is truly their sole loss, and you would think there might be some internal improvement there. But all that being said, I understand it, but again, our goal, and it's always been this way, is to not be built, you know, there's a small window, it's a year or two. Well, you know, the window, there isn't going to be a window if we do this thing right. The window is going to be never-ending. It's going to get to the point where Boston has a constant opportunity to win every single year. They have to retool and make some changes, but they feel like they're competing for the World Series every single year. The Yankees are the same way. They feel that they're competing for the World Series every single year. The challenges we have, we need to get to that point. You know, the payroll level won't get up to New York, but if we can build a club and be competitive year in and year out, can we get to the Cubs, the Anaheims? You know, now Boston, with the way they've jumped up, that might be a little bit high, but certainly we can end up doing that because of the upside of the market. But we have to make sure that we build a club currently that's going to be set up to win for an extended period, not for a 2 or 3 year period. And I'll hopefully what will follow suit is attendance is going to rise, revenues are going to rise, and as a result, payroll is going to climb with that. And if an opportunity presents itself come July or something like that, we've been assured by ownership that we'll have the money to be able to go out and get that player to put us over the top.
You know, the funny thing is, before we got to the Don and Swalfin down there in Orlando, people were saying they weren't talking about a window closing on the Yankees. They were talking about that window closing on the Red Sox. And the way I saw it put online by one of the commenters in the blogs was that you're not looking for a window. You want to break down a door. And that seems to be exactly what you – well, what you're saying hasn't changed since the day you took the job. But you're not looking for little windows here and there.
Exactly. And if we were – it's all relative. You know, when I took this job, obviously I'd been in the organization a long time, and – I think any time you get a GM job, you have to look at the market, you have to look at the ownership, you have to look at the upside. So we look at the division, we look at the challenges, the teams that we face, the front offices, and then we look at the upside of the market. I mean, you look at teams like Tampa. They've done a great job, and they've won the American League East 2 of the last 3 years, but they've clearly seen that their ceiling and their upside with respect to attendance and so on, it is what it is, and they're forced to make tough financial determinations and having to keep their payroll at a certain amount because obviously – you know, I don't think any owner is willing to lose a boatload of money. I mean, I think a lot of ownership groups have shown a willingness to lose some money, and that's fair. So, but if we had had the type of success that the Rays have had with the upside of Canada, Rogers, the market that we're in, you know, Toronto and so on, you start adding all that up, I think we would have been drawing 3 million fans. We'd be like the Brewers that, you know, we're at 1.5 million or 1.8 million fans, and made the playoffs, started winning, and now they're close to 3 million fans a year. We have that type of upside. The key is getting to that point so we can tap into that upside. I mean, it's clear that there's very few markets where you just open the doors and the place is full. And, you know, ours is a market, and it's fine, and I'm totally accepting of it, and it's just the way sports is, that we need to get to the point that we're winning year in and year out, and I think the fans will ultimately turn up. And then everything will climb accordingly. Revenues will climb, payroll will climb, but we need to make sure we can't try to take a shortcut, try to have a quick fix, and then a year or 2 years from now, we need to tear it back down again and start the process all over again. So it's all about tapping into the upside to the market that we have with the ownership group that we have, and this place can be a powerhouse.
Alex Anthopoulos joins us in the Fan 590. Alex, I know you've been asked about this, but Zach Greinke, a lot of the national reporters in the States had you guys, well, a couple of guys sort of suggested you guys were quote-unquote finalists for it, for Greinke. He just wouldn't, at the end of the day, he wouldn't waive his no-trade clause. Is that
correct?
That's basically right, isn't it?
Yeah,
and the process didn't get as far as, frankly, a lot of us thought it did.
Yeah, no, I think it's, and you know what, and it's, you know, part of it is, again, because we don't deny trades or rumors or things like that.
Right.
You know, people can run with them, and I understand, but I guess I felt like as things started to evolve, I mean, things started to leak, little things like he had a no trade to us and so on, and, you know, I talked, obviously, just like anything else, I had called Dayton Moore early in the offseason before he had even listed his new no trade teams, and we had agreed that we would talk, and I think we certainly had the pieces and the players. I know that the Royals like a lot of our young players, as do a lot of other clubs do, and that's obviously a credit to the scouts and the player development staff. But, you know, Dayton and I spoke, and it was really one of those things that, hey, let's, rather than even trying to engage, why engage and go back and forth with dialogue and names if ultimately it's not going to get anywhere? Let's make sure that the player is willing to come here. And, you know, my understanding was he was going to review teams. There were teams that were on his no-trade list. That was going to be the focus for Dayton. And, you know, getting other information from other channels, you know, I had been told that there was a strong desire on the player's part to pitch in the National League and also have a chance to hit. He's a very good athlete. He's a two-way player out of the draft. So there was a lot of appeal to him. So it was a lot of similarities to the Halladay scenario because, you know, Halladay, I didn't want to take too many GMs down the path. I didn't want to engage in dialogue if he wasn't willing to go there. And I only would engage those teams that I felt had a legitimate chance that the player was open-minded to going to. And I think Dayton, I give him all the credit in the world, was very honest, very open. He's a class act, and he's great to deal with because he didn't waste anybody's time, and he really focused on the teams that the player was willing to go to.
Alex, before I let you go very quickly, what do you need to add right now? If you had a shopping list, what would that be?
Well, we would still like to add someone to pitch the ninth inning. I mean, that's something that we're still exploring some things free agent-wise. We're still having some talks with teams with respect to trades. There's options out there, just the price right now, whether it's, you know, contract length, dollars, or a trade, just isn't lining up for us. But there's some things we continue to work on, and that's probably the number one thing we have on our plate. And then there's other small areas, and we're always going to look to improve in terms of getting long-term core pieces where we can.
Alex, we're going to let you run. Thanks so much for joining us. Merry Christmas and the best to you and yours.
All right, guys. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. Safe travels. That is Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of the Blue Jays.